look! Here he comes! It's Santa Claus! And there are his reindeers, Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Cupid, Donder, and Blitzen, all prancing proudly on their way to Toyland.
Who doesn't love a parade? The pomp and pageantry, the sights and sounds, the communal experience of gathering with friends and family and neighbors along the parade route, to witness the spectacle, to experience the uncommon, to get swept away by the carnivalesque atmosphere. The very idea of a procession, usually involving costumes and music, is at least 4,000 years old. The earliest kinds of parades were only for religious and military purposes. Now, of course, there are parades for all kinds of occasions, whether it's to celebrate a victory, mark the observance of an important event, or herald the start of something important. Parades do tend to be about celebrating, commemorating, or heralding, sometimes even all three at the same time, like, for example, a parade to kick off the Christmas season in grand fashion, like the one we just heard, and we'll get back to that shortly. Of course, here in America, there are many parades that commence the festive season, large and small, in big cities and small towns. But the biggest one, of course, is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. That parade was originally called the Macy's Christmas Parade, and it was Macy's department store's attempt to not only drum up some business for itself, but also to establish the idea that the Christmas season starts right after Thanksgiving. That was still a pretty new idea when Macy's started its parade back in 1924. Throughout most of Christmas history, the Christmas season began on Christmas Day itself and lasted for 12 days, the famous 12 days of Christmas, ending with Twelfth Night. The 4 weeks leading up to Christmas is Advent, which isn't exactly festive. That's a time where religious folks engaged in prayer and preparation, culminating in the vigil of Christmas Eve. Over time, the Christmas season started to overlap with Advent. But it would take large retailers like Macy's and Wanamaker's and Woolworth's, wanting to extend the Christmas shopping season and enabled by their marketing budgets and an explosion in print media, to really solidify the idea for Americans that the Christmas season is the full period between Thanksgiving and Christmas Day. Since 1941, when FDR signed the law that made Thanksgiving the fourth Thursday of November, there are anywhere between 27 and 32 days in any given year for retailers to attract our Christmas shopping dollars. By the way, this year, 2024, is the shortest possible period with only 27 days. Also, by the way, prior to 1941 and FDR, Thanksgiving was whenever the sitting president declared it was on any given year, though it was usually sometime in late November. Now, all of this talk of big retailers and capitalism and commercializing Christmas sounds very American. But, surprise, the entire concept precedes Macy's first Christmas parade by about 20 years and comes to us from our neighbors to the north. I'm Brian Earle. This is Christmas Past. So that clip we heard at the start was from the 1952 Santa Claus Parade in Canada.
It began in 1905 in Toronto when it was owned and operated and run by the Eaton's Corporation.
That's Clayton Charters. He's the president and CEO of what's now known as the original Santa Claus Parade in Toronto. Eaton's is a Canadian chain of department stores, which, like the American retailers that followed, wanted to create a spectacle that brought crowds to its stores. And it's been doing it ever since that first one in 1905.
Yeah, we are the oldest consecutive running children's parade in North America by our calculations, and certainly one of the largest annual single day events that's held in Canada every year.
And though today the original Santa Claus parade features most of the things we think about when we think about this kind of thing, it began much more humbly.
Yeah, in truth, the first Santa Claus parade was relatively small. It was just Santa.
Is a one-man parade even a parade? That sounds like a philosophical question. And it also sounds, if I'm honest, like kind of a lame parade. But yeah, that's how it started. Santa walked just a few blocks in downtown Toronto and then walked into Eaton's department store at the end. But lame or not, it served its purpose.
It's a way, a means of getting customers into Eaton's department store during the busy Christmas season. Of course, back then it was on Saturdays. Sundays, everything was closed.
It continued like this for several years, steadily growing and establishing itself as an annual event, and even an annual tradition. Until at one point, not sure when, but after stores were open on Sunday, the parade was moved to Sunday, and that's where it stayed ever since, being held on the third or fourth Sunday of November as a way to kick off the Christmas season. And over time, the parade has continued to grow and evolve.
Floats were added, live animals. At one point, Santa went into Eaton's with live reindeer.
From that first parade in 1905 all the way up until 1982, Eaton's itself ran the parade.
And then in 1982, they announced that they were not going to be running it anymore. And a group of business people in Toronto gathered together, bought all of the infrastructure and the materials from Eaton's, and started the parade as a not-for-profit and ran it as, and it's existed and run as a not-for-profit since 1983.
And that non-for-profit is the one that Clayton Charters leads. And it's a year-round endeavor.
Our organization builds those floats year-round. We produce all of our costumes here in-house and store them all here in-house. We'll move 1,200 volunteer marchers through our parade in one day.
Now, in the same way that America and Canada themselves are very similar and yet slightly different in many ways, so too is it with the original Santa Claus Parade and the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Macy's parade route is 2.5 miles. The Santa Claus Parade's is 6.6 kilometers, or just over 4 miles.
It's really meant to space people out so they can get a good vantage point and enjoy it.
The Macy's Parade pauses and then restarts several times so that certain performances can take place in front of the stationed cameras. Not so with the Santa Claus Parade. It keeps moving. And then there are the floats.
The floats are a little bit different. We have to deal here in Toronto, unlike the folks in New York, we have to deal with streetcar lines, so overhead streetcar lines. So we can't get to some of the elevation that they are able to get to, and we can't have the inflatables and the balloons. So some of our floats usually are about, they'll stand about 15 feet.
But like Macy's, the original Santa Claus Parade sees several hundred thousand attendees each year, and the parade goes on no matter the weather.
You know, we've had everything. We've had 15 degrees and sunny. We've had 5 degrees and rainy. We've had minus 25 with a wind chill.
It's Canada, so those temperatures are Celsius, of course. 15 degrees is 59 degrees in Fahrenheit, and negative 25 is 13 below to you and me. Now, you're perfectly welcome to travel to Toronto to see the original Santa Claus Parade, but you don't have to. This year, and for the first time in several years, the event will be live streamed on YouTube. By the time this episode arrives, the 2024 parade will already have happened. Check the show notes in this episode for a link to watch the playback. Well, keeping with our Canadian theme, how about a story about a Christmas road trip from Maine to Quebec City? Road trips are always fun, but the magic of the season adds an extra dimension. Here's Abby to tell us more.
Hello, my name is Abby, and I'm from Maine. Last year, right before Christmas, my family and I decided to take a quick trip up to Quebec City, which is about a 5-hour drive from where we live. Because I sit in the front seat, I am the designated co-pilot and DJ. This particular trip, I decided to do something a little different. I engaged in a 5-hour-long skit where I pretended to be an elf DJing for the Woodland Elf Radio Christmas special. I played Christmas music, episodes of this podcast, and paused for Christmas trivia. My car mates were required to phone in and answer in character in order to win a prize. Eventually, the Grinch's brother, who was still holding on to his anti-Christmas beliefs, took over the station and played non-Christmas music. He was apprehended just as we crossed the Canadian border. I hope our entertaining car ride inspires your own Christmas play. And have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Wow, no one's ever sung in a Christmas memory before. That's a tough act to follow, but maybe you'll be the one to do it. Here we are early in the second week of the 2024 Christmas season, and that means there's still plenty of time to send a Christmas memory to appear in one of this season's episodes. All you have to do is record yourself speaking into your phone's voice memo app and send it to christmaspastpodcast@gmail.com. Keep it reasonably short, clean, and family-friendly, and be sure to say your name and where you're from. I hope you're having a wonderful Christmas season so far, and I'm looking forward to spending the rest of it with you. Christmas Past is produced in wonderful Willow Glen, California, by yours truly, Brian Earle. Thank you so much to Clayton Charters, and thank you to Becky Conroy for finding and sending me that archival footage of the 1952 parade that we heard in this episode. Thanks also to Abby in Maine, and thank you for listening. You can drop me a line anytime. I always love to hear from you, and I try to respond to every message I get. Again, I'm at christmaspastpodcast@gmail.com, or connect with me on social media. Join our private Christmas Past Facebook group if you haven't yet. And hey, if you're really feeling the Christmas spirit, why not help more people discover this show? It's as easy as telling a friend about it or leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. If you do leave a review, I'll send you a Christmas Past sticker, and a handwritten Christmas card is my way of saying thanks. Reach out for details, and until we meet again, may your days be merry and bright.